Good to have you back here inside our New York City Westwood One studios, wrapping up a 44-21 win for the number 24 Oklahoma State Cowboys over the number 17 Boise State Broncos. An impressive effort by Oklahoma State. They moved to 3-0 on the season. Boise State suffering its first loss. They are now 2-1. Let's relive the action here, as it was really a slow start for two teams with very high-powered offenses. No score heading into the second quarter. Then Brett Rypien found John Hightower in the end zone for the second straight week, but Oklahoma State answered, so 7-7 the score 3 minutes into the second. Now, earlier this week, talking with Mike Gundy, he told us that he's in charge of special teams, and that certainly paid off today.
Quinn Skillen will punt it away. Dylan Stoner waiting at his own 45. Here's the snap. They're coming after him, and they block the punt. Blocked back just outside the 5-yard line. Amen Ogbomia is the one who came through and blocked the kick. And Oklahoma State is going to have a first down and goal, and this place has come unglued.
Yeah, it didn't take much longer after that. The Cowboys made them pay that very same drive.
Cornelius takes the shotgun snap. Cornelius will keep it running left side into the end zone. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. A 1-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Taylor Cornelius. And with 8:43 to go in the second quarter, the Cowboys have taken a 13-7 lead.
Matt Amendola put his first of three field goals through to give Oklahoma State a 17-7 advantage heading into the tunnel. But Brett Rypien went back to work early in the second half.
Rypien back in the shotgun, has the snap, back to throw, blitz coming. Rypien throws deep down the left sideline. It is caught, a one-handed grab along the sideline, and a touchdown for Boise State. A.J. Richardson reached up with his left hand, somehow secured the football, tightrope the sideline, and scores. What a catch. And with 9:18 to go in the third, it's Oklahoma State 20 and Boise State 13.
So it certainly seemed like the Broncos were right back in it. But then Taylor Cornelius going back to work himself.
Cornelius waiting, claps his hands, gets a chest-high snap. He's back, he looks, he throws down the middle of the field, got a man wide open, that's caught, running to the 20, down to the 15, near sideline of the 10. Stoner turns the corner, dives, and he is in. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Dylan Stoner came across the formation from right to left, and he scores a 32-yard touchdown pass, and Oklahoma State has a 26-14 lead with 6:40 to go here in quarter number three.
And that brings us to our Wrangler highlight of the game.
Velasquez back deep to punt. Dylan Stoner waits just inside the 35. They're coming after him, and they block it again. Ball is loose on the turf. Cowboys chasing it. They pick it up, and they are going to score. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Their second block punt of the day. This one returned for a touchdown. Zacharius Green scooped it up, and he takes it in. Jarek Bernard blocked it, and Oklahoma State has a 33-14 lead with 5:11 to go in the third.
That's our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor. Shorts, pants, and shirts with quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility. Try them on today. Well, it was fairly academic from there. That score gave the Pokes the cushion that they needed as number 24 Oklahoma State passes a huge test, taking down 17th-ranked Boise State 44-21. It was going to be a battle of quarterbacks. We knew that Taylor Cornelius for the Pokes and Brett Rypien for the Broncos would have huge impacts. Cornelius, 15-26, 243 yards and a touchdown. Brett Rypien threw the ball 56 times, completing 39 passes, 380 yards, 3 touchdowns. He certainly was good, but it was not enough, again, as Oklahoma State outlasts Boise State 44-21.